May 23rd, 2011, with Betty Price, Sandra Seaton, and Tom Price. Tape 2.
I really wanted things. Like, my father had, like, five old toilets, five old sinks, and I don't know why he would just collect these things in, like, different colors.
Oh.
Turquoise and pink and peach, and I guess he liked the colors. And people were like, God, it's a peach. I need a peach toilet.
A color peach toilet, yeah.
And I said, I'm glad, really, because yeah. He would have, like, I mean, there was just a lot of stuff like that. That he just had, I mean, I just can't begin to tell you.
Yeah. Where was his home?
Cleveland.
Yeah, University Heights. But he just collected things. He liked design. He liked
interesting design. He had plumbing fixtures, though.
Yeah, oh, so many plumbing fixtures. I mean, just tons of them. Mm. You know, sink, like handles, maybe it was designed, faucets, handles, drawer
so
knobs.
So you had a big place to store this stuff.
Yeah, drawer knobs.
Now, I mean, you know, there are salvage places you go in and there's a big one in Chicago.
Right, I know that one. But he had one of those in his house. I mean, he had a whole
in their house.
In his house, he had like the...
Well, that's what Jack is. I mean, he has a barn. He lives up by Traverse City. His barn.
See, if I had known him, he would have just could have come and could have had a ball.
Well, he took a lot of stuff out of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just took that off here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to know what to do, what you're doing with it. Mm-hmm. He designed the Rosenthal in '68. Now, he did the design the Rosenthal after.
The store.
After the store.
Yeah, and it was installed later.
And it was, okay. Yeah. So, but maybe your store inspired his Rosenthal.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I mean, it was similar. Mm-hmm. You know, the glass guy I had in the other day looking at the windows, mm-hmm. He looked at that. I mean, they're glass panels, you mm-hmm. know, that are mm-hmm. shelves, that mm-hmm. are supports.
Oh, you mean Craig, what's his face?
This is good from Lansing, Glass
Company. Oh,
I was
okay.
Asking him some questions about mm-hmm. the front window. Mm-hmm. And he said those windows aren't available.
I believe it.
But they're 17 feet long.
I believe it.
He said they're, you know, people won't handle glass that big. So if they're ever replaced, you'd have to divide it.
Mm.
You couldn't have that single tall sheet.
Well, what you could do, though, actually that's not true, because I have a friend, I was very close to a painter, Al Loving.
Yeah, I remember him.
He's in a lot of he's in the DIA and the Art Institute and a lot of places. But he designed the Brooklyn subway. They were commissioning people to design stained glasses for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can send you an email. I must have it on email.
Well, maybe.
Somewhere.
I mean, this is the local guy.
But, yeah, but see, but anyway, Al designed this huge stained glass for the Brooklyn subway. It's one of them. And I know the story of it because he went out to Minnesota where the Sleuths hang out, you know, and those guys out there. I mean, it was tall. And so they cut it and then shipped it back to Brooklyn. And it was a half an inch off. And they had to go back. I know that story. But I mean, it's pretty, I can find out how, I can let you know how big that is, because whoever did that there,
yeah,
they do that stuff.
This was the local guy saying,
well,
telling
yeah, but
me
these
what
are,
he
these
knows.
Are, these are,
and maybe,
but these
right.
are art,
right, right,
and they do that. Mm-hmm.
If you ever go to the Atlanta Aquarium, mm-hmm. they have a huge glass wall with the glasses, you know,
mm-hmm.
with sharks like swimming around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Kind of like shed.
I guess so. I mean, and they go
like,
over your head.
Like we're up going
it's
to
like
shed.
A single, mm-hmm. this is, no, there's no dividing. It's
but,
like a one.
But now, whoever did his wife Mara is still alive.
Yeah.
And Mara would know because she was the business person.
Right.
So if you ever needed to have glass, Mara.
She's the one.
She would know because Al didn't take care of anything. He passed away in 2005, so he was quite the guy. But have you ever seen, you've been to Detroit and And like on the people mover, he did the
stuff? No, I haven't been, I haven't been there lately. I haven't been there for a long time.
Well, he did the stuff on the people mover, and there's that side of a building he's got there. Okay. Now, the 107 and 113 South Washington Avenue buildings, which house Lieberman's, are significant to the architectural and associative history of the Lansing community for three reasons. Their locations are part of the original fabric of the downtown shopping district. The current occupant, Lieberman's of Lansing, participates today in a meaningful way in civic, aesthetic, and cultural events in the city. In 1971, the state of Michigan adopted resolution number 332, recognizing, Mr. Hugo Boettcher with a memorial tribute for a native son whose life and accomplishments contributed so much to the community of Lansing and the state of Michigan. The architectural style of the current buildings, although drastically altered from the original form, and this is number three, represent the best of a 1960s modern style in retail stores. Furthermore, they are the only retail store, I'm on page 48, designed by the prolific and notable designer George Nelson. Are they the only one or the first one?
What's that?
She says it's the only retail store designed by...
I wouldn't doubt it.
The only retail store designed by George Nelson.
Probably.
Both locations incorporate fine examples. Because you wouldn't consider the Rosenthal, that's not a wasn't a retail store.
No, it was a display thing that went into retail stores.
Okay.
But I mean, she's talking about it in its entirety, I think.
Right. Both locations incorporate fine examples of his innovations in design philosophy. A lengthy list of his accomplishments are included in this proposal. And then it says at state level, Nelson, while director of design at Herman Miller and Zeeland, did much to enhance and promote the best of modern design and innovative thinking in Michigan.
She's putting forward this as a reason that they should declare it a historical preservation.
Now, this is a historical, is it?
Well, it's on the list of historically significant buildings. It hasn't gone through the whole process, and it didn't do that because you can't change anything if it's, you know, if you go through the whole, you know, preserving it like a museum, then if you change a light fixture, you gotta, you know,
you have to get permission.
Yeah, so.
But it doesn't mean you can't change it. I know I've been involved with, like, our family church. They didn't want to, it was built in 1843, and they didn't want to make it a, my family started it, and they didn't want to do that. But
because
then,
they
were worried, but then they ended up doing it anyway.
Right, well, 1843.
And my great-great-great-grandmother.
And is that in Ohio?
Mm-mm, Tennessee.
Where?
Columbia, 40 miles from Nashville. My great-great-great-grandmother and my great-great-great-grandfather and my great-great-grandmother.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's still standing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wood structure.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I have trouble with water sometimes. And,
Well, at any rate, these were things that Denise was writing
mm-hmm.
to apply for, and those were her justifications.
You might want to consider doing that, like, once you, like, you're going to have to put an elevator in.
Well, with the next guy that's going to occupy the building, we aren't going to have to.
Well,
because he's only using the second floor as a studio.
Well, if I were you, I would go on and do that, because you just never know.
Well, that's a spare $35,000 to do that.
It costs that much?
Yeah.
Because I don't think the church, maybe because you're non-profit, maybe the church didn't have to because it's a non-profit.
Well, ours is grandfathered in. That's one of the reasons that I leased the window space, is that it's in continuous use. So even though...
Cost $35,000 to...
To put in a passenger elevator.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't mean that. To have a historic marker.
Oh, no. Oh, to put a marker on. Well, maybe. And that's something that I can talk to the Michigan Modern people. And
yeah,
I
think you really should, because you just never know what...
They told me, well, it's already listed. You know, when I was showing, when they came here to the house, mm-hmm. and, you know, we talked to the building.
But, I mean, you want it so nobody can tear it down, though.
Yeah, and, right, I mean, it's not an issue as long as it's in our
control. See it
better, but, well, that's true. That's true. But we are coming up to the point where,
Well, you don't know what the next generation is going to do.
Right, exactly.
Well, to have a...
Like I said,
I've got a lecture to my kids. Bergen is anxious to put a restaurant in the store.
Who is?
My son. He would love to have a restaurant there.
Well, you have to have a restaurant somewhere else.
I know.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that historic. Get that historic marker.
Yeah.
And so basically, from the grave, I hate to say this, you'll be talking to him.
Yeah, right.
They'll say, well, you know, how come you wouldn't let me have a restaurant?
You could write in to, even if you sold the building, you could write in a covenant or a clause saying, you know. But
yeah, I get that marker. Because, you know, I know the church, they still have to have, I mean, you have to take care of it and, you know, take care of the wiring and all that.
Right.
And it's not as restrictive as you think.
I think you're right. I think there are different levels that
mm-hmm.
you can do, and
mm-hmm.
and according to the historical people that I talked to, they said, well, it already is automatically listed. We've listed it as a significant historic.
Right, but that doesn't mean.
But it's whether it's state, and then there's a national, you know,
mm-hmm.
like there are different
mm-hmm.
degrees.
And then
stuff.
You know, the nice thing about it, if it's national, people will come and look at it too.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, is
mm-hmm.
to promote modernism as
mm-hmm.
a visitation. You know, people
mm-hmm.
would come here.
Yeah.
To see Alvin Dow, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've still never been to the Alvin Dow house.
I mean, there's one like 2 blocks away.
Really? I'm in the middle of that one.
Oh, his house. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's nice. It's real nice.
Yeah, I went up
and
there.
And he worked a lot with Wright, you know, and did a lot of design work for Frank Lloyd Wright that really was Alvin Dow designing,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
when he was at LAS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went. Saginaw Valley invited me up to talk about my work.
Well, the glass guy that's interested in the building did an installation at the Dow Gardens. So he's hopefully going to be the one who will occupy the building.
Okay, we've got this. Okay, these are great things. So what are these here?
See, look at it. Here's the front of the,
mm-hmm.
the luggage door with
mm-hmm.
this big L.
Mm-hmm. And that was?
That was Nelson. That's
mm-hmm.
this was the 107 store.
That's the 107. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it had lighting in here
mm-hmm.
so this L became illuminated at night.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
I just
subtle,
had forgotten
because nice.
I know I went down there, and then there's the... This is the 113.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the back entrance of 113.
Yeah, right. And he had this little thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the murals.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big parking
lot. Oh, what's this? What's this now? Tell me about this mural.
That was one of the ones I painted.
Oh, wonderful.
When it started out, there were like these two
mm-hmm.
windows, and it had this huge, like almost omega
mm-hmm.
shape, and then it broke up.
Oh.
And it was sort of like a slow motion
mm-hmm.
movie.
And where's this mural?
Well, it's now just painted gray. It's the back of the building. I painted about 5 murals over periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like this very slow motion
mm-hmm.
thing, and you could, you know, see it for blocks away. It was pretty bright. It took up the whole.
It's really beautiful. That's a real shame.
Well, the reason we did it was this brick was deteriorating
mm-hmm.
and the paint was flaking. So we had to keep repainting it instead of just painting it gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a bunch of different people that helped me. You know, it'd take it maybe a week to paint it.
Wow. Kind of thinking about something I saw at the Art Institute. Who is this painter? Kind of, is this, is it Twombly?
Cy Twombly, no. I think it looks like Rosen. What's his name? Rosen? That particular one.
Is it
Rosenquist? No.
Yeah, somebody I'm thinking.
That had like kind of warped
and then they
planes like that.
And then some, and then just like different colors, like you know, one of them will be all green, another all orange, all red.
Cy Twombly isn't, I mean, he's more, he isn't hard edge stuff.
No, I can't think of a name. I'm just trying to think of a name. And I guess Twombly's abstract expression.
Here you can see, look, here are the two buildings. They're like bookends.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I remember those buildings. When they were like this, when they were far apart like this.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go down there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when did they close at 107? Okay.
113.
I mean, 107. When did 107?
107 is here. This is 113.
Right. When did 107?
Well, Bill.
That's right, because this is the. I'm looking at the tree.
Bill
here.
Went out of business in. When was it? We were in England.
I can't remember.
But
we had.
90, you know, I don't know. 90.
And so this is the 107.
Yeah.
And the 113.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, because the windows are different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember this. You know, I mean, it's just like, because, you know, I notice stuff like this.
Where is the glass man?
Who, the one that's going to maybe rent the building?
Well, isn't he there now?
And this is
in the window.
No, the guy in the window is
Triola. Mr.
Oh.
C.D. Price. Encloses an estimate, which we have, okay, this is nice, from George Nelson, and that's 1952.
Oh, this is the lighting. That's that lighting drawing.
Wow.
What is it?
Talk about that. Tell me
what?
About that.
Well, the blueprint for the lighting, enclosed estimate, which we've been waiting for so long, except for them to find out what the $900 covered material, only less the Troll-E duct equipment. Also, the hanger would have to be a tube a little larger than at that. That's what the layout, that's what those blueprints are.
Mm-hmm.
Is our layout for the proposed lighting system, which has been revised to include less bulky antique lights, which is not being manufactured anymore, but which Bulldog is promised to dig up.
Mm-hmm.
Saying the end feed box on the model or something is a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks feasible, you could get in a contractor to look at the drawing and give you an estimate, including the trolley duct, except the snap-in fixtures, which is an extra duct, which I'm sure we can get for you at a substantial discount.
Now, this is the lighting.
This is the lighting, yeah. A contractor for Gracie Equipment, reflectors, tubes, valves, less hangers, is $1,634. On which the contractor will mark it up. And he would also put one on the cold cathode lighting company figure, I suppose.
Is George Nelson and Associates, is it still in existence?
I don't think so, but
I didn't know if there was a firm that used his name still.
This is 1952, so he had Irving Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know these other guys, Pyle. And Harper's the one who came up with the marshmallow sofa.
Oh, I love that sofa.
And he's getting recognized. And I think Harper might still be alive.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
He's quite a bit younger than
Irving Harper?
Yeah.
And there's an interesting story I read, I think online, about them sitting around coming up with a clock design.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Nelson, Irving Harper, Buckminster Fuller, and somebody else. I think it was Bucky Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all sitting around drinking wine and coming up with these ideas for clocks,
mm-hmm.
which later became, you know, I don't know if it's in that bibliography in there, but
mm-hmm.
this is interesting. That's what that. And they probably used these in the, like I said, in the downstairs,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of those big bulbs. fixtures and to go to this kind of indirect lighting.
They use them, those big white bulbs that we saw there. And then that blue... The blue colored blueprint.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
So I should probably keep that with the blueprint.
Yeah, well, this is yours, and you just gave this to me to look at. And I have to go
Did
to...
Did you number the pages?
Not yet. I haven't okay. done... I still have to go and number mine. I'm going to do that before you guys go.
Okay.
I just haven't had a chance. I've gone to two conferences since...
John, is that your
coffee
machine working?
No, darling.
Oh.
James has one at his office, so you mm-hmm. keep that one. And
oh, the copier? No, the copier is...
No, James has one over at his office.
Yeah.
And I might just go there. I mean, something like this. And then this one, this you, I don't know if you... This is in your from your computer.
Yeah. I'm not sure. They might be on this. These were the slides that she had.
Right. I don't know if you need.
No, you
that,
can just keep it.
That
I
one.
Got extra ones to go. That was. I was trying to rent the house, thinking of renting the house, and I made up something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just sort of looking at these now. I mean, none of this is written in stone, but I'm keeping everything kind of like.
Those are digitized photos of 113, right? JPEGs. I had a friend take the slides and put them onto, and we can send that.
Mm-hmm.
Out to
yeah, because
the people in.
Mm-hmm. Here, the only thing I have so far is the only thing I have so far in terms of expenses is $27.53.
Okay, so write you a check, but you're gonna have more, aren't you?
I don't know. I mean, probably. I'm sure it'd be like under 100 or something. Feature or anything.
Well, and if you get any other one of these tapes, what about the tapes?
Well, this is included. The tapes,
oh,
I got
two
sets of tapes, $7.99 each, and then this box, $9.99. And that's what
well,
I
we
have
should
so
write
far.
You a check.
Yeah. We could just wait and
wait until you get if
yeah,
you have other things.
Yeah, this is
copies. You're gonna
right,
copies.
Right, or something. It's so far it's $27.
Just put it in your case and hold
right,
it.
Right,
that's
it. Right. So that's kind of it's just because this I already had my tape recorder, and I put some batteries in. That's no big deal. But I'm doing this, and I'm also writing a couple of plays at the same time. So sometimes if it seems like I get around. And then I always got something, because I told this guy there's this Renegade Festival in August. And so he says, I'll talk to you next week or something. And I thought, I can't do that. But this is my priority here. I went to the library today, and I checked out these issues.
Oh, yeah, show my mom. This is
of modernism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She is such a sweetheart.
You've seen this magazine. You asked me
and you know
what?
And this is...
I didn't know it existed until a few weeks ago.
Designing Lowy. What bothers me is Metropolitan Home is gone.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Designing Lowy. Betty Reese. And I don't know who she is, but...
Who?
A woman, Betty Reese. Maybe she wrote... I don't know. Maybe she's a writer. Look at this. Can you believe this? Why don't you come over here and look? This is something about... I mispronounce a lot of these. I'm not around people. Because Lowy, now I know for the rest of my
Raymond
life.
Lowy.
Lowy. Well, I always knew
him. The
Coke
bottle.
Yeah, well, I always knew him. No, I always knew him. But I didn't... I wasn't pronouncing the name. I've always known about him.
Yeah.
You know, and all his stuff.
There was a Milwaukee guy.
Excuse me.
Who was sort of like Raymond Lowy.
Mm-hmm.
I had his son. What's his name? He did the Hiawatha Train. And
mm-hmm.
he
right.
did, you know, there's another guy like Lowy.
Elizabeth Reese remembered. She is... See...
But she worked for Lowy.
You see, one thing I'm looking at how all these are done. So, see, they're letting... So I can use I. You see, I have to see first whether this is style. So I'm studying the style.
Yeah.
So see, I can use first person because see, she's using first person.
Right.
So, you know, there's a bunch of ways I can do this. And she told me the stuff that she wanted to highlight. And so I can do it as a, I have a choice, I can do it as a, it's going to be part memoir and part, you know, just whatever.
Historical.
Mm-hmm, part historical. It's going to be historical, and you can kind of have a little bit of both. But this is somebody that knew. Lowy is touted as the father of industrial design. And oh, Lowy would never have accomplished so much without the work of a beautiful blonde, blue-eyed publicist named Elizabeth Reese, Betty for short. I loved Andrew Geller. Isn't that something? I didn't know that Andrew Geller was a part of Raymond Lowy. You know, he designed those shoes. Remember Andrew Geller shoes?
Oh, yeah.
I loved
them. I never owned any of them.
I did.
Yeah.
I had these Andrew Geller shoes, and I just thought, oh, I love them. I don't think they, oh. So here it is.
He did that.
Mm-hmm. See, this is a shorter article.
Brooks Stevens is the guy in Milwaukee that did the Hiawatha train, and I think he did Studebaker.
So she wants a 1,500 to 2,000 words.
So it'll be like this.
250 words is a typewritten page. So 2,000 words is 8 typewritten pages. I think it's more than this. I don't know. This is more than. No, it's going to be longer than this. Yeah.
Is that the end of it? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Longer than this. No, she's not talking about the photo. She's talking about the words.
The words, yeah.
So it's going to be longer than this. But you can see the kind of stuff that, you know, ads and different things. Mm-hmm. She's got a memoir here. You see they have all this stuff in here. So it's all things that are very good taste. I don't know who he is. I'm just looking for things that, you know, might...
The way they, yeah.
That might be of, I was talking about that.
Was that it? Do you remember who that...
I don't know who that was. I didn't know because
oh,
I looked it up
once. Because
you
saw in the movie and thought, wow, look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was this era.
It was gorgeous. It was James Mason. He's the villain, and he had him up there with Eva Marie Saint and Cary Grant.
Yeah.
And she had a Betty. She was wearing a Betty. It almost looked like a raccoon.
Oh, it's a cat.
She was wearing a Betty Price tailored suit, and she was carrying a Betty Price Lieberman's bag and matching shoes.
Oh, Eva Marie Saint.
Yeah, you know how she was dressed,
yeah,
you know, in perfect blonde. Yeah. Oh, and Strangle. Do you know Strangle? Do you remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She
doesn't ring a bell.
She was on the faculty of Cranbrook Academy of Art in Michigan for 25 years, Marianne Strangle.
Mm.
And I guess here she is, Errol Saarinen, Loja Saarinen, his wife, I guess, and Marianne Strangle in the Cranbrook studio. And I was wondering if she had anything to do with Alexander Girard. But that's Cranbrook, and I thought, Strangle did stuff for the General Motors Tech Center. See, I imagine that the Ford, where your dad worked, no, your husband worked, Don worked, I imagine they had very innovative furnishings at that
Ford. They
did.
Uh-huh. Very contemporary, too. That was one of the things that was interesting. John worked for...
Did you ever see a building called the Rotunda in Detroit? It burned down.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very modernistic display thing across from the Rouge Plant. And I remember going there with my dad, and he ran into one of his old colleagues, old ones from the 30s.
Wow.
Because we went on like a tour of the, you know, the Ford plant, and then we went to the Rotunda, and he ran into some old guy that he knew
Wow.
back in the 30s. and it was in the rotunda. And the rotunda had displays, you know, revolving displays of cars. And,
wow.
And it was real, you know, futuristic. And
not modernistic, though.
Well, maybe. it really looked wild. But it was a big chimney, and it caught on fire, and the whole thing just went up, you know, because it was shaped like a chimney, and it just,
that's awful.
You know, I think it was totally destroyed.
Well, see, this is what, you know, maybe it'll even be on the cover, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
But modernism is, this is, I'm writing, doing all this to have an article in here.
I should subscribe to that.
Definitely.
It looks very interesting. Mm-hmm.
And these are back issues from the library.
Mm-hmm.
But now your article is going to be in this, the one that I'm going to write, and it's going to have photos.
So you'll be famous.
Yeah, Betty will be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have, like, the writers, it's not the writers are not going to be famous.
I've been design all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking.
Okay, now look at this.
We
okay, here we're
going to
go. We're going to go here. We're going to look at this now. Get a load of this. Here's something. Herman Miller goes greener. The classic Eames table is now, they're talking about the different things they're doing here, making it more environmentally friendly. And here's Bubbles of 2009. It has been a long time since mid-century collectors have had to rescue and restore George Nelson's bubble lamps produced by the Howard Miller Company from 52 to 79. The Los Angeles-based furniture company, Modernica, has been making authorized reproductions since the 90s using the Howard Miller tooling. Okay. It's so... Customers would write CC on their orders to specify it, the crisscross variant. Relatively fewer produced. Collectors will no longer have to ferret out the rare, high-priced vintage originals, however. Modernica has just introduced crisscross variations. $359 to $405, they're reproductions. In the Modernica website.
They cost $359.
To
$405. Mm-hmm.
I have
you see a lot of them around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can drive down here. There's one right mm-hmm. about two blocks away.
Mm-hmm. They're in homes.
Chamberlain's house.
You mean they're.
Yeah, and
they're
you look original. In the night, you can see them, you know, look in the window.
They're in originals. They're originals.
No, they're new. They're
new.
New. Because we had one in the back hall here.
And yours was original.
Original, but it deteriorated
mm-hmm.
and, you know, got thrown out. But now it's just a Japanese, you know,
mm-hmm. I saw
paper
that.
Lamp.
Yeah,
but,
I saw
it, but originally was this one. It wasn't a crisscross. It was, I think, just...
Do you remember those when they were at the store? Remember these?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to say about it?
We were fast about things
mm-hmm.
that were contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I loved them.
That was 52, is that one?
It says 1952, mm-hmm.
yeah.
So you would have had it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly had one in the house. I don't remember them so much at the store, but I know you bought one.
I seem to remember one on the stairway.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Going down to the gift store.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of remember seeing that in your store. I know you had the Kovacs lamps, and I thought you had
mm-hmm.
something like that, too. I mean, it would make sense. How could you have a George Nelson design
yeah.
about a bubble lamp?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot.
Yeah. And,
we liked George very much.
Here's the Farnsworth house. This is my father's idea, was he wanted to get rid of everything.
Where was the Farnsworth house? In Illinois?
St. Charles,
outside of Chicago?
Plano, Illinois.
Yeah, Plano, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's up.
Hmm. When I was, you know, my earliest thing, introduction to Mies was when I was in high school. I took some kind of test. It was the ACT. I took it at IIT.
Oh, did you in Chicago?
Uh-huh. You know, that's
at the Vietnamese man. Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't believe. I think that's the first time I ever noticed her. And I thought, I remember walking into that place.
Yeah.
Because Chicago, you know, you grew up around architecture.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a big deal for me because I loved Carson's, but you know, Louis Sullivan.
The Carson Peary Scott movie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, downtown.
Mm-hmm. I love that place.
Yeah.
So much.
There's a beautiful bank building in Grinnell, Iowa. You know, he did a bunch of little banks.
Oh, really?
They're called jewel boxes. And right downtown Grinnell, it's just really beautiful. And you go in there, it's still functioning as a bank.
Hmm.
But they have, you know, postcards and things, and they're real, you know, you start asking the questions, and they, you know, they're very
That's wonderful.
Helpful about it.
Now here's something we've got here. We've got the Julius Shulman.
Chicago.
Well, yeah.
Didn't he do those towers?
He photographed Richard Notres.
Oh, that's he was the photographer.
I don't know if any of these names. Have you seen anything? You know, Pierre Paulin. I don't know if that name is...
What's that name?
He was a furniture designer.
Pierre Paulin, the French designer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that ring a bell?
I don't recognize
him. He designed chairs for Fauné.
Oh, yeah, Fauné.
Fauné, you call it?
Well, that's how I heard it, but it might be. It's French,
mm-hmm.
huh?
It's Chonet.
Mm-hmm. Is it Fauné?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Could be, I don't know. Let's see. They did the Bentwood Rocker a long time ago. Julius, I've got some of their some antique chairs from there. And Solo Rego recently commanded $24,000 for a music stand.
Don't throw it out.
Yeah, at Light Auction, of course, this is the same. This is modernism. Bauhaus Fever, 2009.
When I get a new address, I'll subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm. We can buy it, you know, they come out quarterly.
Oh.
And you have some issues at home.
These are, right, this is more Bauhaus. Now, I don't know, when you were over in France, did you have a chance to go to Germany and see any of the Bauhaus?
I went to Germany.
Did you see any of the Bauhaus?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many years ago.
Because you went to...
I went to Europe two or three times.
But it was...
And you did go to Germany. You went to see Uncle Bernhard.
And so it was in the 30s that you went there before the war.
Yeah. She went to Dresden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Dresden.
Yeah.
Well,
that's where Uncle Bernhard
was.
Did he last? Did he live through it?
He died after the war, didn't he, Bernhard?
So he lived through the firebombing.
Didn't he?
No, this was before the war.
But no, but Uncle Bernhard, didn't he die after World War II?
Yes.
So he made it through the firebombing of Dresden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had an apartment building.
So how did going to Germany, did it influence you? Here's the design. Look at the Bauhaus masters. There's Gropius, Breuer, Marcel Breuer, all these folks. You know, the big picture of the Bauhaus. So that...
Well, Uncle Bernhard was a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Europe the first time by myself, I went with a group, and then I went back 2 years later by myself with my own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him know I was coming. And he lived in Dresden, and he had taught English, so he spoke English very well.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife didn't speak English at all. But he'd come to the hotel in the morning after I'd had breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked me through different areas of Dresden.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd take me out. He wanted to show me the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And what he showed me were men in military uniforms,
mm-hmm.
going, driving heavy military equipment in and out of the big mountain.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to see the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But I said to myself, what he wants me to see is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
If there's another war coming along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
He had a daughter who had a vacation time once a year, and it happened to come at the time when I was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I never met her,
mm-hmm.
and I was sorry that I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a feeling that maybe she would like to come to the United States, and at least she could come and visit us.
Mm-hmm.
She
lived through the war, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she spoke English very well because that's what she taught in school.
So how about the design? Do you remember anything about when you were over in Dresden? Did anything like the shops or the you know, things you saw? Do you remember?
No, I didn't spend much time with that sort of thing.
It was a very beautiful old, kind of a historic city. The
mm-hmm.
city of Dresden is known for that.
Well, they lived in an apartment building
mm-hmm.
that was very nice, but not elegant at all. And
look at this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Breuer chair. That's a very famous chair.
Very strange.
Well, you've seen that one before.
You've seen all of them.
Mm-hmm. It's very common.
Yeah.
Nah, but this would have been the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've seen that before. Come on, strangers in the party over Kathy.
Yeah.
All right?
Never had a Breuer chair.
Huh?
We didn't have a Breuer chair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great chair. Oh, my goodness.
What magazine is this?
Noguchi. It's a great magazine. You have copies of it, recent copies.
Now, did you have any Noguchi things at the store?
I don't think so.
Now, didn't Noguchi, wasn't he involved in the bubble lamps? Oh, you had this. You had one, you know, lamps.
Yeah.
That's
did you have these Noguchi lamps? How about this one?
I think you had them, maybe you just used them for display. But I know you had, you had, not that one, had this one. You had that lamp.
Look at that.
And I think you had used it in the window or as a display thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I brought one for the back hall, didn't I?
No, the back hall one was the Nelson bubble lamp.
Hmm.
These are really expensive.
Are they? They still make them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure they make them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's about, I don't know, big bucks. I love them.
I've got to go over to a friend's house.
Now, so which one do you think you had? You had the Akari?
It was the box one with, you know.
Like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Alternating boxes. And it finally, I think, deteriorated.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And they were paper. I mean, you know, they're.
Mm-hmm. But they're expensive,
paper.
Though.
Yeah, well, you got to be very careful. Then.
Uh-huh. You had the Noguchi lamp. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's something. So did you have it there as a display, but you didn't order it for people?
I don't think so.
You ordered anything that anybody wanted.
So you think you ordered that too?
If anybody asked for it, we would knock ourselves out to get it.
Mm-hmm. 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 So all those. So this is the Noguchi.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I've had that one.
Nice clean design.
I had the feeling that Nelson probably was really influenced by
Noguchi.
Well, not necessarily Noguchi, but you know, those paper lanterns, those are probably
right.
You know,
right, by
centuries
the Japanese.
Old. You know, and that led him to do the the bubble was.
Right, exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was half Japanese and half French, I think. His father
was
Japanese.
So smart.
Who was
and Noguchi.
Mm-hmm.
Don loved spending time with
You're
him.
Thinking of Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Noguchi also was very.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to meet Noguchi?
No.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I'd forget.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, I think I would remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually,
this
those
is how they
people,
make
when they
mm-hmm.
came to town, they'd come out here and have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd give us a chance to get a little closer to them and
mm-hmm.
talk to them.
No, that's my table. I have that.
Oh,
yeah, that's terrific. Where did you get that?
From my father.
Hmm. Where did your father live?
In University Heights, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this one. You know, I think he had that one, too, but I don't know where it is.
Well, there were variations of it, too.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, now, I mean, what things cost then and what they cost now are so different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They still make it in the Noguchi table.
Do they still make it? Oh, yeah. They have, I think, copies of it now. But Herman Miller still makes it.
Do they?
It's in their catalog. Mm-hmm.
So if the
what
glass gets broken, you can
get it. Remember what the price
I suppose.
Is.
I don't know.
It's a beautiful piece.
Because I didn't buy it, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the
you
hotel.
Can find out. I mean, just go
oh,
online
yeah.
and look.
Mm-hmm. Right. The nice thing about it is you can pick it up and, you know, I mean, the glass is very, very heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a lot of, you know, just whatever. Talks about all this stuff. Well, this is nice, and look at that. So what, did you have any feeling about the Noguchi? Did you have any feeling or any thought about it? Because you said you had the lamp or any...
No, I love those designs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably learned to.